Hello, everyone. Hello, loved ones. Welcome to Infinite Love Radio, enlightening conversations, inspiring guests. I'm Michelle Morovati, your host. I'm an intuitive spiritual healer, teacher, director, and founder of Spirituality Inside and Out. Our global vision and divine purpose is to connect people to people to create oneness, for in truth, we're all one. Through support and universal guidance, we educate people about the power within to heal oneself and others. So let us help you to express the divine love and truth within you. For more information, please visit www.spiritualityinsideandout.com. As always, I invite all of your questions, suggestions, and comments to infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. Today and every day, my highest intention is to support you to awaken to your true self in the present moment and to cause and create oneness inside and out. Thank you for your participation and this opportunity for me to serve you. I am truly grateful. I love you and I bless you all. On today's show, I will be sharing with you a little prayer meditation as always, followed by our very special inspiring guest. Our guest today is Elizabeth Diane, who is president of the International Organization of Listening with Heart 360, which is designed specifically to be a meeting place for all girls and women and to be a signpost in the areas of body image, relationships, and the power of a dream. She's also co-author of the book Listening with Heart 360, The New Paradigm for Women, which was released on Mother's Day 2008 in the United States, Canada, and the UK. For more information on Elizabeth, her wonderful work, and her book, please visit www.listeningwithheart.com. We shall hear all about her wonderful book just a few minutes later on to the show. But for now, I invite all of us to attune into the right here, into the now, together, with open hearts, open minds, willing, able, and ready to just be together in the here and the now. As always, I invite you to take several deep cleansing breaths with me to allow yourself to relax, release all tension and blockages, any pain you're experiencing in your body. I invite you to consciously release and let it go, for you are truly worthy and deserving of feeling good, healthy, whole, awake, alert, and joyful and peaceful in your heart, full of love, inside and out. So here we go. As always, when I invite you to breathe in, I'm also inviting you to receive the beauty, the wonderful healing energy that is present right here for us. So here we go. Breathing in, please take a deep cleansing breath in. And exhaling with an ah. As always, I invite you to exhale with an ah, releasing anything you're holding on to in your throat, in your throat chakra. Release it and let it go. As always, I invite you to shake out your head, shake out your arms, shake out your buttocks, shake out your legs, and shake out all the heaviness. It's your choice right here, right now. How much do you want to release? It is your choice. If you think all this shaking and releasing is silly, I invite you to take a chance and go for it, and then you will be rewarded, and you will experience your own result and outcome. Wonderful. Here we go. Second deep cleansing breath in, receiving. And again, exhaling with an ah. When you're exhaling, I invite you to release the unwanted thoughts that you have. Shake it out through your body, shake it out all the way down. Shake out the heaviness, the stress that you're holding on. Shake out the pain. You are in charge, you are the healer, and you can do it. I trust you, I have faith in you. Good job. Here we go, third deep cleansing breath in. And again, exhaling with an ah. Relaxing into this moment with gratitude, with appreciation, with joy in our hearts, with love in our hearts. So grateful for this moment as we're breathing in and out. So grateful for our lives, so grateful to God, the Divine Source, Creator, Allness, Oneness, Spirit, Love, Light, whatever term you have, whatever name you have for your own faith, with gratitude for all that we have, all that we are, all the possibilities and opportunities that are within us, all of the inner resources that we have within us. We are grateful to know that we are never ever alone. As we attune into ourselves, open up our hearts to ourselves, accepting who we are as true emanations of light, as true emanations of beauty and wisdom, we're all that is. In the here and the now, we are complete, we are whole. So, as always, I invite you to allow yourself to relax. Be present with us as we're going to have a very powerful show, revealing, sharing, healing, awakening right here, right now. I'm grateful for all of you. I invite you to be grateful for who you are, giving thanks every single day for your existence, your presence in this lifetime. Thank you so much. And again, reintroducing our wonderful guest, Elizabeth Diane, who is the co-author of Listening with Heart, The New Paradigm for Women. Without further ado, welcome. Elizabeth, well, welcome.
Thank you so much, Michelle. I wish all hosts prepared me so well for the beginning of a show. I just feel so relaxed and ready to go. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, thank you for taking time out of your really busy schedule and being with us, sharing, helping all of us. We really appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Thank you. So I love the title of your show, Listening with Heart.
Yes. Yes, Listening with Heart 360.
Yes.
And we decided, Andrew Marshall and I, he's the co-author and he's also the co-founder, and unfortunately he couldn't be with us this evening, but we decided to put in the heart and the 360 when we're dealing with women, simply because we know that it's time for women to start tuning into their softer side, their intuitive side, which I know you know a lot about.
Yes.
And the 360, it's all about giving women options in their thinking, getting them away from this one-size-fits-all mentality. So that's kind of like a little bit of an introduction to two particular aspects of our organization and the book.
Right. Listening with heart is so powerful. If we would all listen, if we were taught to listen as children,
yes.
You know, and I get that your book is directed towards women,
mm-hmm.
But as I was reading through it, I mean, all men can identify with all of your teachings.
Well, of course. Yes.
So I just wanted to put that out there, you know? So stay in tune, gentlemen.
Yes, right? If there are men out there listening, most definitely, because my co-author is a male. So we decided, in fact, his story is very powerful, and his story is the major cornerstone of the entire organization and this entire new movement for women. When Andrew's mother was pregnant with him, she was advised by a variety of doctors to not carry him to full term because there was going to be a lot of very serious complications. However, she felt that no, Andrew was to come into this world, and that was the choice that she made. And unfortunately, Andrew was born, but unfortunately, she did pass.
Oh, wow. Blessings to her.
Yes. And most definitely. And so she passed, and Andrew started to realize that his major purpose here was to give back all of the love that his mother passed on to him. And he couldn't figure out a better way to do it, what better way to do it, he thought, was than to give back to girls and women.
Wow, what an inspiration.
Oh,
well,
he is.
Yes, what an inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
God bless, and we thank him. We thank him for doing so.
Well, I'll definitely let him know you said
yes,
that.
Yes, I'm surprised. I mean, I'm shocked, but I'm really, really grateful. Thank you so much to him. So in your book, it's all about programming. Oh, talking about programming.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. Awakening people to how we're preconditioned, limiting decisions and beliefs mm-hmm. from inside and outside. Would you like to share with us about the two different types of programming? That
Certainly.
You
I would love to. We introduce girls and women to two types of programming. And the first type of programming is the most obvious. So it's the media, the advertisers, and the big business. And these are all the systems in our society designed to make money. So that's the first type of programming. And, of course, we know as women, you know, you're always looking at a magazine. We're always looking to things outside of ourselves. And that would be, you can put all of that type of programming into the first type of category. Now, the second type of programming, it's all of the roles that girls and women take on throughout their lives, and in particular as women, the roles that we pick up. So daughter, mother, career woman, any other roles that you have, and a lot of women carry a lot of them. And I want to make it clear, because a lot of people will say, well, you know, a lot of women get a lot of satisfaction out of some of these roles and duties and responsibilities that we carry out. And that is very true. But there's also the flip side to the coin in that sometimes our duties and obligations become too much for us. And that's when we can actually sit down and realize, okay, how is this role or how is this type of programming negatively impacting my thinking and my life?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're really only interested, ladies, you're really only interested in that programming that is having a negative influence and that is kind of causing harm to your daily happiness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're directing our attention and our focus daily.
Yes.
To what is not working, right?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely. And in the big picture as to why this new movement for women is coming into its own now, is that if you look at the consciousness as a whole, when it's balanced, the male and female consciousnesses, I believe that's the plural, they're 50-50, they're balanced. But what we want to try to get over to women is this. Because of the programming, because the programming is holding the female consciousness back, we are not at that 50% level with the male consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order for this equality, and what we mean is real, true equality, not the creative equality or not the equality that is given lip service in the media and in the media, in our media outlets, but the true sense of the word equality means the male and female points of view are equally represented and are out there. So what hasn't been addressed before is how the programming is keeping girls and women away from this particular balance point.
Absolutely. And your intention is to raise the female consciousness.
Raise the female consciousness on a global and international scale.
Oh, I'm all supporting you.
I know you are, Michelle. This is great.
So, you know, in chapter one, you say the female consciousness is extremely fragmented.
Yes.
What do you mean by fragmented?
What we mean by and that's an excellent question. What we mean by fragmented is this. There are so many great people, men and women, who are doing great things to progress, not only women, but also humanity in general. But let's focus on the women because that's what Listening with Heart is about.
Mm-hmm.
And what has happened, Michelle, is that all of these people were working in isolation. So even in the short time that Andrew and I have written the book and I've spent the last good year and a half getting it published and now starting to get out there and get on shows like yours, is that I don't know, considering where we're at and the movement we're in, it's amazing how many other people I meet that are doing similar work, but I had no idea that they existed.
Right.
So there's no common core for women. there's no meeting place for this female consciousness. Now, there's lots of now, I am sure you know, you could probably rhyme off 5 different women's organizations that you know. Probably off the top of your head. Of course, I'm not going to put you on the spot.
Yeah, don't, because I'm focused with you right now.
Okay. I'm not putting you on the spot.
I'm very much present with you right now.
Well, thank you. You're in the moment. That's right. Okay, back to the moment. So, but our point is this. We need to have some sort of center for the consciousness. Take, for example, men. Men, if they get together at a party and they start talking, say, football, like, for example, yesterday during Thanksgiving, they're watching the NFL. They could sit and they have that in common. If two men are if they're football fans, it doesn't matter who they're voting for, they have that in common. They have a common thread. Women, we don't have that football-type stadium meeting place in our thinking. Because women, we believe that if a woman doesn't share the same ideas about priority in her life, then we can't get together and we can't be united and collective in our thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But we can be, because we all have this female consciousness in common.
Right.
This softness, this idea, like you used love a couple times in your meditation, and that is a word that has taken a back seat because the female consciousness is being ignored.
Mm-hmm.
It's not out there. It's not at the forefront of society's thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And now is the time for the shift to take place.
Right. And I get that we are not in our bodies. You know?
Right.
We're not in our bodies. We're over here and over there, and what is she doing, and what is he doing, and what's
yes.
You know, last night I was over with a friend for Thanksgiving, and they were serving dinner. I took a little of what I liked in my food, and I was walking, and my cousin just stopped me. She started looking in my plate, and she started to make these very interesting comments. That is this all you're going to eat?
Yes.
Your plate looks like a child's plate.
Uh-huh.
Like, look at this, look at that. And I was just like, wow.
Uh-huh.
You know, I didn't say anything, but she's not in her body. She's in my space.
Well, that's exactly it. And we make a point in the first chapter, because we're still there at the first chapter, we make this analogy. Take, for example, you're going to a conference and you see a woman in a really lovely dress and you look at it and you say, wow, what a great dress. And what you're wearing, you're comfortable in what you're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
We can accept that women can be different and unique in fashion. But when it comes to putting expectations on where each individual woman's thinking should be at, we don't give them the same freedom.
Right.
And that's why we are remaining fragmented.
Right.
Because we're not allowing, you see, the female consciousness, ladies, the female consciousness is far-reaching and all-encompassing. And we're expecting two women to be the same.
Mm.
Why are we doing that? Because the programming in many, many different instances is saying, oh, come on, ladies, one size fits all. And that's not only in body image. This is going from body image all the way to how you mother, how you do your job, how you're thinking about your marriage.
Right.
These are all things that are set out by the programming.
Mm.
So Listening with Heart 360 is here to give women a deeper understanding of how, if the programming remains at the front of their thinking, eventually there's not going to be too much left of their original thinking.
Absolutely. And Elizabeth, taking this time to reintroduce you to our wonderful guest, this is Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Moravati, your host. We've been speaking to and with Elizabeth Diane, co-author of Listening with Heart 360, the new paradigm for women. You know, you're talking about one size fits all.
Yes.
I want to share with you and the listeners, I'm a size 4, 5, or 6, depending on the cut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've gone shopping many times where I picked up a top and it said one size fits all.
Yes.
And I'm like, there's no way this is going to even fit me.
No way.
Honestly, I'm like, who is this? I can buy this for my daughter. She's 9 years old.
Right.
You know, what's up with that? One size fits all. This fits who? One size fits all. Who's the manufacturer?
But that's
just what are they thinking?
Well, but that's the whole essence of the programming. And you can see even in your it was reflected in your cousin's comments at Thanksgiving. She's looking at your plate thinking, wow, she's not eating as much as me. So this is the major side effect of the programming. And we try to teach women this. If you find yourself thinking, what is wrong with me? Because
mm-hmm.
that is the major question that the programming triggers. And what we're here to say is let's flip that right over onto its head and say, there's nothing wrong with you. It's the programming that's not working.
Right, right. And the programming can have started with sometime during childhood and mother or father criticizing,
yes.
picking on the child. And I'm so mindful. I try to be so mindful. I have two kids, 14 and 9.
Oh, wow.
And, like, I watch myself, really, Elizabeth and the listeners, sometimes I do that. I mean, I catch myself and I stop myself, you know. Or
mm-hmm.
when I do that, I apologize.
Yes.
I ask for forgiveness and I apologize because I know the impact, the negative impact that does just takes the self-esteem away. Right?
It does. It
yeah.
does. And it's even more of a challenge. You see, another major tenet of raising the female consciousness and this new movement for women is the mother-daughter bond.
I love that chapter in your book, by the way. I highly recommend it
oh.
to everyone. It was such an awakening. I mean, to be honest, I've been thinking about my daughter, 09, now it's starting
mm-hmm.
all this, but I never, you know, I didn't buy a book or anything, and then this totally, like, awakened my eyes to the possibilities. So please go ahead.
Well, this is it. And we go, Andrew and I are just in the process of putting together a mother-daughter tour. And what we're going to do in the United States is we're going to have mother-daughter nights where a mother and a daughter can come out. It's like a girls' night out. And we're going to introduce both of them to the storm. And the storm is our word for puberty.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to let the daughter know about what puberty brings. Now, you see, the education system, the educational system in the United States and in Canada, they do a really great job teaching the girls what's going to happen to them physically. Right? Your breasts are going to get bigger. You're going to get your period and on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. And the girls get that. They're okay with that. But what isn't touched upon in school is what is going to happen in her 6-inch universe, meaning how is she going to be impacted in her thinking?
Right. Yeah.
Because puberty or the storm, it's the time it takes for the girl's thinking to catch up to her fully developed female body. And in boys, there's not that much of a gap.
Mm-hmm. So someone may be asking, can you give us an example of a thought that...
Well, in the storm, in the storm, Michelle,
in the storm. Yeah.
When teenage girls are in the storm, you can't really recognize a thought. Because you can imagine, I will use this analogy because this is how drastic things are in a girl's thinking in the storm. If you can remember the big catastrophe in New Orleans, that storm,
mm-hmm.
that hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
For some girls, it is as drastic as that. It's that devastating to her thinking. And then for other girls, because just like all women are unique, every girl goes through her own unique storm of puberty. And as a mother, it is your job to see to it that you're going to be a really strong signpost for your daughter in the storm. Mm-hmm. And because you're the one who has the more life experience, and you have been through your own storm yourself, it is up to the mother, as I'm saying, to be that guide, and to not take, because her daughter's thinking is upside down, for you don't know how long, you're the one who has to take a step back and not take things quite as personally during that time. Because believe me, your daughter's going to say some pretty nasty things.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and maybe not. Like, there's some mothers, too, who their daughters, like, everything, she rolls right through it.
Yeah.
But
no,
that's
just to
the
know
minority.
That it's not about me. It's not about me.
Don't right.
Take it personally. It's not about me.
Well, I mean, if all mothers had that type of insight, we'd be fine. We wouldn't
read
the book.
Yeah, you know, I never got this stuff from my mom, I have to be honest. Mine just happened, and I freaked out in the bathroom. I was like, I started screaming. There was no communication before, during, none of it.
Right.
You know? So now I'm like, I want to make sure I do this right with my daughter, you know? Don't take
yes.
things personally, and just be there.
Yes. And it's very important, because as I was mentioning before, the major disruption to the mother-daughter bond is during puberty, where the girls, they're either hooking up with the wrong guy, or they're running away, or they're doing this, or they're doing that. And the female consciousness, it's not only stuck because of the programming, but it's also stuck because if we can't create strong, loving bonds to the female, to the younger females who are closest to us,
mm-hmm.
then that's telltale as to why we're still fragmented on a whole. Because if a mother and a daughter can't work things out, then who are you going to be able to work it out with?
Right. That's so powerful.
It's very powerful, and mothers are a huge, they're going to have a huge, huge impact on raising this female consciousness. Just enormous. There's going to be a big change, a big surge.
Mm-hmm. So we appreciate your book, and I invite all the listeners. This is a great time to buy this book and give it out to your loved ones for holidays. I'm promoting this book because it's a very powerful book. I'm not getting anything, you know, in return. Honestly, I think it's very powerful, very awakening, and I'm grateful for you guys for writing it. Thank you so much.
You're very kind.
Oh, and in this book you talk about dreams are power. Dreams.
Yes.
Dreams are power.
Dreams are so powerful. Dreams exist in the imagination, and where there aren't any limitations on your thinking. And because the programming is still at the front of a lot of girls and women's thinking, we're not breaking the mold enough in going out there and getting our dream. And I talk to, when we go and speak about dreams, when we do our presentation about dreams, I let the girls and women know that a dream, it's like a little baby. And when it's in its infancy, you only want to share it with people who you know are going to support it. Because what happens to a lot of women that I work with mm-hmm. is they'll finally build up enough guts or courage to come out and say, okay, well, I want to change careers, or I want to go write a book, or I want to try to take piano lessons, or anything that you can come up with. And if you share that dream with someone who just kind of goes, yeah, whatever, or
poo-poo's on it,
why would you want to do that?
Yeah.
It's going to be shut down a lot quicker than if you share it with somebody who will say, wow, you know, I think you could really go for that.
Yeah.
I really believe in you. I think you should go for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is where women could really, really be a great support to one another. Enough of this gossiping and judging and beating each other down. It's time for women to start breaking the mold and start believing not only in themselves but in their own dreams, because as you can well understand, Michelle, someone who has their own dream would never think about shutting another person's dream down.
Exactly. One who is fulfilled will not
Yes.
Right.
And so it is our job, Michelle, it is our job to be role models to the younger generation coming up after us, so that they can see, wow, look at these women going out and doing what they love and helping the other and helping a lot of women and people along the way. And that's what this is about. It's all about coming together on a grand scale.
Right. And a lot of people, Elizabeth, a lot of people have dreams, and some may think that they're all wishful thinking.
Yes.
But I also want to talk about that voice within
mm-hmm.
that keeps putting the person down. You know, that voice, no, you can't do it. You're not good enough. What are you talking about? Who do you think you are? You know?
Yes.
So what is your suggestion on how to, I mean, I have my own ways, but what is your suggestion?
Of course.
To deal with that voice?
If a woman is experiencing doubt, then what we would try to get over to her is the whole power of thought. Because, see, this is the whole shift that's starting to take place. And even with what's happened with the election here in Obama, what he's done is this whole thing has injected hope back into the consciousness.
Right.
And in order for that woman to break out of that doubt, the first thing is, well, like you said, she's aware that she's having those thoughts.
Yes.
Well, what we suggest is we call thought patterns, another synonym that we have in the book, they're called grooves.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on how long you've been feeding that groove or having that thought, the deeper it is. So it comes down to, just like on the physical level, just like if you don't use your bicep muscle or your arm muscle, it's going to shrink.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with a negative groove. The less you use it, the less power it's going to have over you and your life. So we suggest something extremely simple, yet probably very challenging to execute. We suggest that you carry around, that you give yourself something physical to do in order to fill in the groove. So mm-hmm. let me give you an example.
A physical act or...
Thank you. Yes. Oh, look, see, you are in the moment with me, Michelle.
This is my intention.
Yes, it is. Well, it's working. See the power of intention?
Yes.
So a physical act. So say, for example, a woman is saying, she's constantly having this fear like, oh, you know what, I can't stand up to this person at work. I can't tell them the truth about how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what we would suggest to this woman would be, okay, say, carry around a water bottle. And every time you catch yourself thinking that thought about, oh, you know, I don't have enough confidence to go and say what I feel, you stop yourself and you take a drink of water. That's the physical act. And every time that you do that, you're slowly filling in the groove. It's like if you can imagine you're slowly putting on one coat of paint at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, that groove is going to fill in.
Right.
And, of course, that's not going to happen overnight.
No. Yeah.
But this is how you work, because we're here to let women know. Things are shifting. And in order to keep up with society, with the way things are going, women and girls need to start to tune in to these grooves, to the power of their thoughts, because this is the shift that's starting to take place.
Right.
Yes.
And so by taking action, we break the patterns. It's like the
yes.
thoughts are connected in a shaft, they're intertwined, and every time we take a physical action, we break it. And it's a process.
I invite
everybody to just be patient.
Yes.
Just to be patient. Consider how many years it's taken to develop these patterns, you know, these thought
mm-hmm.
patterns. So really being patient. Everything is possible. All things are possible. So another, I appreciate everything. So I just want to take this opportunity to invite our guests in, anyone who may have just joined us. This is Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Moravetti, your host. We've been speaking to Elizabeth Diane. She's the co-author of Listening with Heart. 360, the new paradigm for women. By the way, for more information, please visit www.listeningwithheart.com. There's also a page on programming there, which I invite all of you to go and visit. It's very enlightening. It will open you further up to what programming is and how it affects our lives. Yes?
That's most accurate. Definitely. And I just want to let your readers know, even though we've been talking about the global and the big picture of Listening with Heart, it's very important for your listeners to know that the book, it's divided up into 14 chapters. And these 14 chapters deal with every situation that a woman may come across in her life. So, for example, the body programming, the storm of puberty, dating, there's a chapter on marriage, there's a chapter on divorce, there's a chapter on wishful thinking, on intuition. So even if maybe you're thinking to yourself, well, you know, I'm struggling just in this particular area with my body. I can't. I'm not into those big thought, you know, dream patterns yet. But you can. There is something in there that every woman can relate to.
Right. And in the beginning, in the beginning of the book somewhere, you actually guide a person. If you're interested in this, go into this chapter. I appreciate
yes.
that. I was like, this is very different. You know,
well,
you give options. You don't have to start in the beginning and go to the end.
Well, that was for one major reason is we realized that women are very busy. And for a woman to have 20 minutes of free time in her day is a lot. So we decided that it would be a really good idea to make the point that a woman could either read the book, if she has the time, cover to cover and get a lot out of it, or she could pick, say right now she would like, she's kind of thinking, wow, my marriage, I'm thinking I really want to take a deeper look at what's going on there. Then she could just read the chapter on marriage. And she doesn't have to go, like maybe she's fine with her body. She's quite confident in her body image. So she's like, you know, I don't have to read chapter 4 on the body programming. I'm not programmed in that area. So every woman is unique. So that means every woman is going to be impacted by the programming in her own way. And that's why 360 has to be there. Because what works for you, Michelle, isn't necessarily going to work for me.
Oh, absolutely.
Pat answers don't do it.
We're all unique. We are all unique. Special, unique emanations of light. This is what I say.
Yes.
Beings of light. All unique, all special in our own way. So let's talk about, Elizabeth, let's talk about love. Let's talk about love and forgiveness.
Oh, that is my favorite topic on the entire planet.
Can I just tell you, it's mine also, and I love how it comes up in every single show. No matter what the subject is about,
yes.
Love and forgiveness come up. It's amazing.
It is.
It's amazing.
It is.
Love and forgiveness. Yes.
And you see, this is what will start to seep back into the consciousness once women start to have a deeper understanding of the programming. Because there is no softer power than love. And there is nothing more powerful than love. But because the female consciousness is not keeping up with the male consciousness, it's just not able to counteract and balance it out as it need be. Hence the reason why we're still fighting, there's still wars. Look at what just happened in India a couple days ago. This is why the male, the harder side of things, is still winning out.
Mm-hmm.
And so love is something that women are born closer to. We have an understanding. There is a deep, deep wisdom when it comes to love and women. We are co-creators.
We're nurturers also.
Most definitely.
Yes. Yes.
So this is something that has also been lost. This whole magic of creation. This whole idea that women can be revered for the beauty of sharing in that creation with the source. It's incredible. And in many ancient societies, women were revered. It would be like, wow, these women are actually, they're giving birth. That is an incredible, incredible thing.
Loving ourselves, appreciating ourselves, accepting ourselves as how we are.
Yes.
Who we are.
I mean, how many, Michelle, just to give you an example of how ingrained the programming is, how many women have you come across in your, and I know that you you meet a lot of people.
Yes.
How many women, if you ask them, are you happy?
Happy, yes, exactly.
Would kind of tilt their heads and give you this perplexed grin. Well, of course I'm happy. I'm married and I have two children and I have two cars. And
actually, I don't meet anyone that says I'm happy.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. All I meet, honestly, are people who want my help. I just attract people that sit down with me and, can you help me out here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, my happiness comes through that.
Hello?
Just being present. And
I think someone's on the line.
Oh.
I think.
Greetings.
Maybe someone's on the line. Hello, but please hang up. Anyways. So, I don't
know.
There's
not a lot of love there, Michelle.
Huh?
Hello?
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 No, because they know that this is not a call-in show, so they may have this call.
Oh, maybe they have it.
Oh, I didn't know it wasn't call-in. Okay, I'll hang up.
Oh, hello?
Hi, I thought you said call in. I thought I heard you say that.
Michelle, this is about love. I think we should take her call.
Absolutely. No. Hold on. You know why? Because this has happened before. And actually, people have said, oh, I've called in the wrong show because this is not a call-in show. But you're calling into Infinite Love Radio?
Yes.
Oh, welcome. Oh, my God. Be open to the unexpected. Hi, who are we speaking with?
My name is June, and I live in California, and I'm just really intrigued that you're talking about women being empowered.
Yes.
And what I've found that I'd love to hear you speak about is how we women don't value each other as much as we value men, and how hurtful that is.
Yes.
And then also the other thing is maybe we carry stuff from other lifetimes where we've betrayed each other in order to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And how to clear those couple things.
Well, excellent.
Beautiful questions. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it, and I apologize.
No problem.
See how aggressive Michelle was being? I want to get off.
Oh, go ahead, Elizabeth. Go ahead.
So I'll just listen in.
Okay.
Thank
great.
You.
Julie, was it Julie?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Bless
well,
you.
The
God
first question,
you.
I believe, if I remember correctly, was, why is it that women, and we've touched on this in earlier on in the show, why is it that women are so quick to criticize and kind of shut down other women compared to shutting down or criticize men?
Right.
That all has to do with the knight in shining armor programming. You see, what happens as young girls, we all have this idea of the perfect man. The man of our dreams. And he's coming along, right? Of course he's coming along.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we paint this great picture. And then as soon as the first blue-eyed blonde boy to cross our path who gets our hormones jumping, well, he's it. He's the man of my dreams. And what you do is you put all of those characteristics of your dream man onto him, whether his actions are worthy of that particular opinion or not. So this is a long way to get to my point, meaning that women end up covering for men more than they will cover for women. You see, there's a lot of wishful thinking in a woman's consciousness when it comes to our relationships with men. However, when it comes to our relationships with other women, we don't need to cover for other women because we're not married or necessarily in this bonding relationship with other women, even though we bond closely with other women. But we don't want anyone to know that we've married somebody inferior.
Mm.
Right?
Right, right, sure.
So a lot of covering, there's a lot of cover-up that goes on.
I think also because there's this hidden belief that men are providers.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I better support my provider.
Well,
right?
Well, that's true.
Well, this is my experience from working with clients, honestly. Even those who want to get divorced, they won't because they have a fear of insecurity. They don't feel safe, and the man is the provider of the house, so I better, you know, stay in the marriage.
Well, I believe that's a part of it.
Mm.
But I also believe, let's take, for example, a woman who, let's say you're out with your girlfriends, and for the last two or three Valentine's Day, your husband totally forgot, right?
Yes.
Totally forgot to get you anything. It could be something as simple as the Valentine's Day thing. And of course you're going to be hurt. That's like you're taking a kidney punch, like, oh, I wish you would remember. I'm the major lady in his life. But you're out with your girlfriends, and this is an example of cover-up. And so they're all talking, they're saying, well, yes, Jim got me this, and Rick got me this, and of course, are you going to speak up and say, well, my husband, what a dolt, he didn't get me a thing.
I know.
You're not going to share that publicly.
No.
Because you're embarrassed.
Yes.
But, in fact, what you're doing is you're covering for him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, women will do this for other women if you're friends, if you're in a bonded relationship. But if that bond doesn't exist, women will just, boom, go right after the other woman. And, Julie, I totally agree. This needs to stop. Right away, it needs to stop. And the way that we're going to start stopping it is we have to start teaching our young girls how this female-to-female bond, it's important. It's very, very important that we try to support and get along with all of the women in our lives who are interested in this unit, in unifying. I mean, there's going to be a lot of women who aren't interested in getting the collective together and moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, Michelle? There's going to be a whole heck of a lot who are.
Absolutely.
Who are saying, it's time. Yeah, let's get it together, girls.
Yeah, the planet is shifting. Consciousness is shifting right now.
Yes, it is.
And I believe when we respect other women, we're respecting ourselves, because in truth, it is the oneness, you know?
Yes.
Looking through our eyes, seeing onto other people, it's the oneness. We're looking at the other part of us. The oneness. It's one heart. This is where I'm coming from, basically. One heart.
Most definitely. And what was... Okay, so I hope, Julie, I hope that answered your first question. Now, Michelle, can you remember her second one?
I'm going to be honest with you, because this is not a call-in show.
Okay.
I really apologize. No. Hold on.
Okay.
I didn't even hear half of her question, because...
Oh.
You know, because when it is a call-in show, they make sure that I can hear the listeners. So it's part of...
Oh, okay. No, that's fine. Actually,
but I heard something about past life. That's all.
Oh,
you know,
right. We're working out past life issues with other women.
I just want to say I'm inspired. I'm gonna cause this to be I'm gonna create this as a call-in show from now on. I'm inspired, honestly. So thank you to Judy. So the second, I know. Be open to the unexpected. Thank you.
Yes.
It was something about past life. That's all I heard.
Yes, it was. And thank you, because that just totally reminded me of what the question was. It was about, do you think this whole criticism of this woman kind of keeping each other down could have something to do with past life issues?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to make a jump here, Julie, and I'm going to say that you're in a situation where you're struggling with a particular woman in your life. And I think you're asking this more as an individual question rather than a global question. And if it's an individual question, I would most definitely say it could have something to do with that. But if it was more of just why are women not really getting behind each other, I don't think it's a past life thing. I think it's a programming thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because the programming is all about keeping women fragmented. Because and it's just like you were saying, Michelle, your idea of this oneness. If women can start to tune into this idea of collective consciousness and oneness.
Mm-hmm. One heart.
It's just gonna rock and roll. And you're gonna be even more inspired.
Absolutely. Perhaps Judy is also talking about, you know, the programming you're talking about, the past life programming in our subconscious mind.
Yes.
Well, also, that's also karma. But
yes.
I appreciate your answer because I just get that that was an intuitive answer on your part, Elizabeth.
Oh.
And there's a chapter on intuition.
Really?
In your book.
Well,
in your
book. I suppose I should have some experience on intuition if I'm going to write about it, right?
It would only make sense.
Yes.
So after the love, the next chapter that I absolutely love is intuition, because I
yes.
live with my intuition.
Most definitely. And I can tell that you are very intuitive and that you go with that sixth sense, and it's a beautiful thing.
Thank you. And how powerful our intuition is.
Well, it is. And that's where women, again, because you can imagine, Michelle, if you were consistently asking yourself, well, what's wrong with me, and what am I doing wrong, and why isn't this working out, then how often are you going to have enough confidence in yourself to say, oh, I just had a gut feeling. Oh, I should just follow through on that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen. Because what the programming does is it's putting a woman's thinking and confidence in the vulnerable state. And so, and this is what's so unfortunate about the programming, ladies. So say, for example, that I've struggled in the body image area. Unfortunately, if the programming is negatively influencing your confidence in one area, what happens? It colors the rest of the categories of your life. And for no reason. Because you know yourself, Michelle, take for example, if you've had a bad start to your day, 9 times out of 10, what happens to the rest of the day?
Oh, forget it. It goes down the drain. I don't have those days like that. I'm sorry, because I stop myself.
Well,
I catch myself.
Michelle, I didn't think that you did. I was just saying for the rest of the mere mortals out there.
I know, but you know why I say I catch myself? So that
yes.
others will be inspired to choose
yes.
to catch themselves.
I'm only kidding with you.
I know. I love you.
So, thank you, Michelle. So that's the danger of the programming. And that's what's also holding our intuition back. It because intuition, it's this flash of wisdom that you get.
Mm.
And you have to have confidence in it. And because a lot of women are operating at this what is wrong with me level, their intuition is a foreign planet. It's a foreign world to them.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, it should be a sister.
Exactly. Invite your sister in.
Invite your sister in. Invite her in. And invite all the other sisters in the neighborhood. Because we share a lot. We have more in common than we are different. And unfortunately, the programming has us believing the exact opposite. And, I mean, look at you and I tonight, Michelle. Did we speak maybe 2 minutes before we got on air? And look at this connection that we're having.
Yes. Open hearts.
And we're just two women. And feel this positive energy and this forward momentum that we're getting from this conversation with just two women. Imagine if it could be with 100,000 women in a football stadium.
Woo!
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God. I just saw the light of...
Oh, excellent.
God bless. God bless. Oh, Elizabeth, we have so much to talk about.
Yes, we do. Is this
oh
a two-hour show?
Yes, can you believe 55 minutes has gone by almost? Oh,
yes.
My God. But before we close, I just want to invite the listeners again. The website is www.listeningwithhearts, and they can become a member there, right?
Yes, they can.
Okay.
And what they can do is when they become a member, that entitles them, to ask us a question or an area where they think the programming might be impacting them. And Andrew and I will write them back. And I mean, the membership, it's only $52 for the whole year. That entitles them to ask us 3 or 4 questions in the same area so that we can get them moving ahead. And it's also going to be, again, we're kind of at the grassroots stage But what is going to happen eventually is there's just going to be a whole community of women there, and all of the wisdom and all the expertise that we're going to be able to share with one another.
Oh, blessings to you. One world, one heart, listening with heart.
Yes,
thank
and I was
you
just,
so much.
Sorry,
huh?
Can I just, if Julie's still listening, Julie, if you have any more questions, you can email me personally. And my email is ediane@listeningwithheart.com. And that will just get through to me quicker than the office email.
Oh, that's so generous of you. Thank you so much. Really, really like 30 seconds. Elizabeth, do you have anything to say to the listeners before we close?
Well, yes, I do, actually, because I would just like to say what a wonderful hour this has been. And Michelle, if you are any indication as to the way women are preparing and getting ready for the shift, I have nothing but the utmost confidence that the female consciousness is going to get where it needs to be for our daughters. So, oh. Well done.
Oh, thank you. Amen to
welcome.
That.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. Blessings to you in this journey, in this lifetime, doing all of us a huge favor. I appreciate you. I appreciate also your colleague, Andrew Marshall. Please send him our blessings. And
I will.
Until next time.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank
what a
you.
Delight.
Thank you. Oh, beautiful listeners out there, it's been a great hour. I hope you have awakened. I am sure you have awakened too much, and you will allow yourself to love yourself in the present moment. I hope that you will allow yourself to respect, love, forgive yourself, for you are a beautifully unique emanation of the love and light of the present moment, the allness. The word I have that I use is God, but whatever word you have, divine. Everything is beautiful. Everything is fine. So for now, I invite you to breathe in infinite love into every cell in your body and breathe it out and give it to the whole world. For in truth, we're all one, one heart. And this has been Infinite Love Radio for this week. Blessings to you. If you want more information, please visit www.infinitelovradio.com and download free guided meditations and insights. Also, www.spiritualityinsightandnow.com for my CDs and my book. Again, this has been Michelle Morovati, Infinite Love Radio. Thank you. Blessings to you. Until next week. Good day.